98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98 FM.
Friday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon.
Now, she was the queen we didn't know we needed on our TV screens, delivering one of the best reveals ever on reality TV. We are so excited to be spending the morning with Lady Di herself, Diane from The Traitors. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Diane, thanks for coming to see us. How are you, first of all?
I'm fine. I've probably been doing far too much drinking because I'm here in Ireland, but I'm enjoying myself and my friends. It's been fabulous.
Good.
Is this your first time being home in Ireland since you were on the show?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Will you take us back to the start? What made you apply and who applied first?
Okay, so what made me apply was Christmas year ago, we all got this horrendous bug, my family and I, so there was a lot of lying around. So I wasn't busy doing my usual thing, and my kids said to me, oh, Mum, you need to watch Traitors, it's the best show ever, and they love it. And so, okay. So I watched the penultimate half of that episode, and they said, come on, watch the last one. I said, okay. And I said, oh, that looks like fun, I could do that. And they went, don't be ridiculous, you'd have no chance, because you wouldn't be quiet, you would not merge into the black background, which would be a good game plan. You'd be far too opinionated. So one, you probably wouldn't get on. Two, you wouldn't last, you know, a day. So then one of them flippantly sent me an application form and I thought, okay, challenge accepted. And I basically just kept going, getting through all the rounds. And then three quarters of the way through, they said, would one member of your family like to take part? Uh-huh. And I made the decision that maybe Ross, because although he has his own business, he has a partner that could probably help. The other two were moving house and I've got wee ones.
Yeah.
And he said, first of all, no, because I'm not having you tell me what to do in front of the whole of the nation. And I said, but I'd be telling everybody what to do, so there would be no difference.
Yeah.
And then his business partner said that it would be okay. He'd be able to shoulder the work. And yeah, there you go. That was it.
That reveal, when you said, Paul isn't my son, but Ross is. I mean, it was, I think time stood still. The way they had that sequence of it looking like a true crime drama. I honestly, it was just impeccable delivery. Was it something that you put a lot of thought into when you were saying it? Or how many times did you have to film that particular reveal?
Well, probably a few times because I'm not known for being concise. And so when I did go for my interviews, and I think it's a lovely tradition of Irish people that we like to talk. And so they wanted things to be snappy. Uh-huh. And so I might have done it a couple of times. but they also told me I was being too dramatic, so I had to tone it down ever so off, so slightly. And then, that was just it. But that, the fact that Zach thought Paul was my son was amazing for us, because then we relaxed into it.
Yeah.
I knew we were never going to be found out.
Yeah.
Because if anybody then had said, oh, and Ross could be your son too, I'd have gone, yeah, and Tracy's my daughter and Anthony's my uncle, and I've gone on basically making fun of it. And so when they did that, that was brilliant for us. That was great.
So it sounds like you didn't find it too hard to keep your mother-son relationship a secret.
No. I mean, it did add a bit of stress, because if I told a story about Rob, about my child to somebody, then I was worried that he might go and tell the same story.
Yeah. Okay.
And because we were keeping apart at the beginning, because I was worried he might call me Mum or I might slip up, I didn't know what stories he'd been told, so actually that was quite stressful.
Yeah.
So until Paul.
There
thing.
Was at one stage, because we do a podcast, we did a podcast about The Traitors with our friend Hannah, and there was at times the two of you gathered quite a lot in hushed tones and we were just getting really nervous. You were like, no, you're going to get caught. But obviously, you didn't.
No.
Fair play to you. Wow. It's hard when you know someone so well and you have to pretend.
I know. But for us, it was just like a game. You know, we play Dungeons and Dragons. We're used to the whole family. And so we're used to, you know, playing in role and things, so that wasn't so hard. And also I didn't feel like it was a lie, it was just an omission. And it's just meant to be a bit of fun. Being a traitor I would have found a lot harder than keeping at the beginning, not later on, but I would have found being a traitor initially very difficult compared to hiding that Ross was my son. That was okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Is it true that the producers of The Traitors had a code name for yourself and Ross on set?
Apparently so. I found that out at the first screen party, so we were called the Supremes. So there
excellent.
You go.
Yep. What was it like being alive at your own funeral, Diane?
God.
Well, to be fair, at the very beginning, we were walking along and nobody had any idea. But Zach, he'll not mind he's me saying, because it's known he suffers from mental health issues.
Okay.
And which is amazing that he went on to the show and also that they let him, you know, which was so good. He was panicking as we were walking along because it was very dark, you know, set up, obviously, deliberately.
Yeah.
So I was trying to calm him down. And then, of course, I would worry then that my son might be. I mean, I know deep down I probably knew he was okay, but then I'm worrying about that.
Yeah.
So once we got to the Tracy thing, and I'd been embarrassed because they made me go up and say, I think Tracy would give all her worldly goods to Diane. I went, no, I don't think so. It would be Evie. But they didn't listen to me. I was sent up, said Diane. I was like really embarrassed. And then after that, I just thought, right, okay, it's me. It's fine. And it was, you know, because we're a family of actors.
What is it like, Diane, to have become a gay icon?
Well, first of all, I had to find out what that meant.
I think it's one of the highest compliments.
It was really complimentary.
Yeah.
Well, I still think it's all mad. it just is sort of passing me over me thinking, you know, because don't forget, I always just thought I was going on a wee game show for a laugh. It would have been enough that if I'd just shown the video of my application video to my kids, that would have been absolutely enough for me. So all of this is just mental.
Yeah, brilliant.
Let's talk about the end of The Traitor season 2. It was obviously such a shocking finale. Do you think the right person won?
Molly is my girl. Mm. That girl that you see on TV is this beautiful woman inside, outside, upside down. I love that girl. And she was breaking her heart because I knew what was going to happen because they weren't allowed to chat about it, but I wore them all down and I knew exactly,
of course,
who had won and what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I knew she was upset by it. I mean, they're still friends. There's this is a game. Bottom line, this is a game. But she made the wrong decision, you know, ultimately. And interestingly enough, we all watched the last episode together. There were hundreds of us. It was the BBC, it was the crew, it was producers, directors. Mm-hmm. So we're watching it on the screen. Harry wins, and you could have heard a pin drop. Now, when somebody wins, there's cheers and yells and everything else because it was at the expense of this beautiful young woman. Now, when she goes off camera and the camera goes on to Harry and he's going, I'm the greatest traitor, everybody's shouting and screaming for him. But for that split second, it was unbelievable. And we all know it's a game.
Yes.
But because it's Molly and who she is and what she represents for everybody, and particularly for anybody that's got a condition or her age or anything else, you know, but she's fine, they're friends, and she's doing really well.
What was it like in the room watching the final episode with everyone that's involved in The Traitors when we saw the chalkboard and the letter H? How did the room react to that bit?
They were like, and you should change your mind. So, but I've also been told by friends, you know, my friends were shocked because obviously I don't tell anybody what the ending was because you're not, well, I wouldn't anyway, but all my friends were saying they were shouting at the TV. It's not that people didn't want Harry to win. It's they wanted Molly to win more, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's what it was, you know. But she really is fine now. But you couldn't write that in the script, could you?
No.
What did you learn about yourself doing the show?
I was asked this question this week. I know myself inside, outside, upside down really quite well, and that includes all my faults. So I was terrified about going underwater because when we arrived for the whole thing, we had to do a 12-length swimming test.
Oh, God.
I don't swim particularly. Oh. And then they threw something down for me to duck down under the water, and I don't. I am quite scared of going under the water. Tried it in Tough Mudder a few years ago and I had an absolute panic attack because I really don't like going underneath water, and they nearly had to get me out by a crane. I was effing and blinding and screaming at people because I wanted out. So I didn't want to do that. I didn't even want to go on the rowing boat, actually, because it might tip over.
Yeah.
But the first competition, when we're all tied up, Molly slipped her hand out and got it, which was amazing. I was straight down onto that boat because I'm competitive. And I loved it. So I've decided I need to stop worrying about these sort of physical challenges, because actually in the end you have loads of fun.
Diane, we're spending the morning with you here on 98FM, and in the next few minutes, if it's okay with you, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98 FM.
Now, Diane, you were great, to put it mildly, at sniffing out the liars in the Scottish Highlands. So we're wondering if you'd like to play a little game of two truths and a lie with us this morning.
Okay.
Okay. So three statements about us. Two are true, but can you tell which one is the lie?
One.
Moby stopped his car to let us cross the road when we were on holiday in LA together.
Two.
When we very first met, Rebecca hit on me.
Three.
And we were named Best Breakfast Show at the IMRO Radio Awards back in October.
So the lie would be the second one.
You think that Rebecca hit on me when we very first met?
I don't think she did at all.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, you may have hit on her, but I don't think Rebecca hit on
you. Okay, right. Has Diane guessed correctly? Diane, you guessed that the lie was...
that Rebecca hit on you when you first met. I think that's the lie.
You're dead right.
All right. Yeah. Well, that is why you were the ultimate faithful on the traitors, Diane. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair play, on the money.
Yeah,
on the
absolutely
money.
On the money.
So I have come armed with my own truths and lie today. So I have three. One of them is not true. So I'm going to challenge you to see if you can find out which was the lie.
Okay.
One. I was present with Simon McBurney, who is a producer, and he was an actor in Harry Potter, and he was and he's a director. He was directing a show. I gave him some advice on his show.
Two.
Kirsty Allsop has been sitting bouncing my granddaughter on her lap.
Three.
I have gone apple dunking with Rose Leslie from Game of Thrones. Which is the lie?
Okay, so I want to say say strategically that you did do the apple dunking because your son was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But you blinked, you did a blink on that one. So I think the middle, it's the first one's true, I think, and I'm between the second and third.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that the first one is the lie.
Do you?
Because you gave a little bit more detail and there's no detail in the truth sometimes.
So which one are you going for?
I go for number one as the lie.
Okay. And I'm going to go for number three as the lie. Okay. Even though your son worked on Game of Thrones.
Okay. The lie was... Kirsty also did not bounce my granddaughter nearly. Because I don't have a granddaughter.
Oh, no.
She bounced my grandson on her knee.
Diane, that's why you are... ultimate faithful on the traitors. That's why you did so well in that competition.
So good.
Oh my God,
so,
you got
so
us.
Good.
You got us. There are reports that an Irish version of the traitors is in the works. We're wondering, Diane, have you been approached about that to host it?
I'm just waiting.
I could imagine you walking around
to do that.
The round table.
That would be so much fun. I would think that would be fabulous. Also, I think Ireland should just have their own, you know, version of it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
Good would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You at the Brits the other week looked so glamorous. Who did you meet backstage that you were starstruck over?
Do you know, I am asked this. I'm not sorry about this, guys. I'm not easily starstruck, okay? And also didn't know half the celebrities there because I'm a bit ignorant. I'll tell you my most exciting one, first of all, was an inflatable award.
Oh.
So this guy was just wandering around like he was an inflatable, and I was like, oh my God, I've never even asked for a photograph with anybody. I like, you know, people, my family, my friends, I love photographs.
Yeah.
Because if we go on a holiday, my husband's always saying, for God's sake, do you never take scenery? Well, no, I don't. I take people. I might have somebody standing in front of the Tower of Pisa, but it's the person that's more, you know. Anyway, we wanted a photograph with this blow up award, and Ross is going, Mum, seriously? But it was so much fun. But I'll tell you who. At once, I do have a picture of me with the guy that's doing Ollie, who's doing the Eurovision Song
Contest. Oh, yeah, Ollie Alexander,
This girl that was with him asked, could she have a photo with us? So I do have that. Oh, and I love Kelly Holmes. I love this one because I've met her a couple of times now. So I had some really good photos with her. The person that was completely overawed by, Joe Hamilton, the post office lady, who's in the middle of all this. She was at my table. What an amazing heart that lady has. And she was nervous about going up. I said, listen, if you're standing there in front of one stranger, it doesn't matter if there are thousands of strangers, all the same thing. Yeah. Now that's who I was overall by meeting.
Fair.
What a love strong woman. And this lady is fabulous.
Yeah. Ross was slagging off your Sunday roast dinners. What is your tip to anyone? What's your trick, your secret to a good Sunday roast?
Get sure, I shouldn't have said that. I'm not sure I have a secret for a Sunday roast. I think it's more about the company. I think food takes a backstage, really, if I'm totally honest. I'm not saying I don't want to produce good food, but it's just having people around is my main thing. I'd rather pay to go to a good restaurant and have really nice food. So, and also I've learned at Christmas, I used to do everything. My hubby and me did everything. Mm. No, delegate. That's another good solution.
Great.
Delegate, and then you're all working together, and then you don't have one or two people stress. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good shout. Diane, you're a reality TV icon. I'm wondering, there's been a few rumours that you're going into Celebrity MasterChef Kitchen. Are you allowed to talk about that at
all? I'm not allowed to talk about it. All I'm just going to say is nobody get excited out there.
What other shows would you like to do? Would you like to do Strictly or I'm a Celeb?
No.
No?
Would you not?
I think you'd be great at
One, I can't dance, and I'm not doing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because it might involve snakes, and I don't do snakes.
That's fair. You were just so good on the missions and the traitors, though, that you would be really good.
Oh, I do program that was all missions. That'd be great. Fun. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but nothing that involves snakes and wildlife. No, thanks.
Fair.
Who's the most famous or person you've been impressed by the most who slid into your DMs since the traitors? Is anyone really famous being like, I've just been watching you on that? And you've gone, oh, never
no, you see,
that
my problem would be that I wouldn't recognise them, so I'm not sure that I can answer that question, really. Joe Hamilton is still doing it for me, really. No, I'm just not. I just think people are people, and either you like them or you don't, and the fame and everything that goes with them is, you know, I mean, let's face it, I've got a family that acts, so really they are my, you know, blood and love and life, and
fair enough. Tonight on the telly, Diane, there's going to be a Traitors movie sketch as part of Comic Relief.
Yeah.
And Saran Jones is playing Claudia Winkleman. You're being played by Sally Phillips.
Yeah.
Have you seen this yet? And if not, are you going to be watching it tonight?
I haven't seen it, but there's been a lot of hype about it. And one thing I'd like to say, I'm so happy Molly's playing herself. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Sally Phillips has definitely dropped some comments about her, not to be insulted by her attempt at my accent. So that's fine. That's okay. I've always got people mimicking my accent. Ross does a really bad version of it. And he also rang me up on a radio program yesterday, or it was the day before, pretending to be a viewer. I didn't recognise him, much to my detriment, because it was just so out of what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, but I am seeing friends on Friday night as well. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll be on. And if not, I will definitely be catching
up
online.
On it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diane, it's been such a pleasure to spend the morning with you. Before we let you go, what's next for you? What's the plan? What you want to do?
Well, we are discussing a few things with the family. Mm. So we're going to have to see what comes up and what's viable there. One might involve, we are in discussions at this minute in time, and I'm always open for suggestions as well that might come my way.
I think that your family and you are both, like, you're all so interesting. What about a reality show like Osbourne meets the Kardashians?
Somebody else mentioned that. The problem with that, as much as we would have the best fun ever, Ross has just got far too much on, and I'm not sure that my eldest boy has the time either. But we could certainly do a few days with the family here and there. Everywhere. That would be so much fun. Yeah. We'd love that.
Well, you guys point cameras towards you, and we will absolutely be watching. Diane, it's been a pleasure. Lady Di, our Di, to spend Friday morning with you. Thank you so much for coming to see us at 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you very much as well.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98FM.